Hello, I'm Adriana from the Tierra Madre Wildlife Shelter in Australia. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, we're delighted to introduce you to Adriana Simmons and the 20-something darling animal residents of Tierra Madre Wildlife Shelter in Victoria, Australia.
I am a biologist who fell in love with Australia. We have been very lucky to be here. We have been here for 12 years now. And it has been a real blessing. I have been also very lucky to look after injured and orphan and sick native animals. I run a wildlife shelter at home. So, having kept myself very busy, giving those guys a second chance, I rehabilitate them and then release them back into the wild when they are ready to go.
Now let's meet some of these short-term and long-term animal residents of Tierra Madre Wildlife Shelter. This little lady is a blue-tongue lizard who has recovered beautifully from some injuries.
She's almost ready to go now, fully recovered. You can see it's perfectly fine now. So, she will be released very soon. You can see the beautiful tongue. You're a lucky girl.
And who is this cutie looking at us with the big bright eyes? She's a possum, of course.
Okay, so these possums here are at the end of the rehabilitation process. They are eating lots of native vegetation. And they are almost ready to go. So if you want to have a look, there are two brush-tailed possums.
Hi guys.
This one takes a peek out of her window to see who's come by for a visit. She sure is beautiful. Now this fella sure isn't camera shy.
Greenpeace.
They are so proud of their
home.
Yeah, because they did it themselves.
These two adorable ones are wombats. They are happy housemates. Let's have a better look at the baby wombat. He must be one of the cutest animals we've ever seen. It's feeding time now for the two wombats.
Hello. Come on. Look, look what I brought for you. Look. Fresh grasses. Come on.
It seems they'd rather have a snuggle with Adriana than eat.
I take care of many, many species of animals, orphan and sick and injured ones. Most of them, unfortunately, come into care because of human interference in some way or another. Because of road accidents, in our roads, millions of animals get killed or injured or get orphaned every day. Others come because they get entangled in fences, in nets, rubbish. And, because we put those structures there, that's something which is not natural for them. They get entangled there. And some of them have horrific deaths or very painful deaths and very severe injuries. So it takes lots of time for them to recover. And others come into care because of habitat destruction, which is, I think, to me, is the biggest problem of all. We are clearing so much land for farming, for industries, for housing, and the wildlife, their natural habitats is their home. They don't have a place to live anymore.
What sort of animals do you get in here?
I get lots of possums, gliders, bats, non-venomous reptiles like blue-tongued lizards and turtles, kangaroos, wombats. I have a couple of baby wombats here at the moment, which are the cutest couple of boys. Yeah. Wallabies. Yeah, a little bit of everything.
At any one time, Adriana nurtures at least 20 animals in need.
I'm kind of empty at the moment, actually, after a very busy springtime. Most of my animals have been already released at the moment. I have 18 possums at the moment, both brush-tail and ring-tail possums. And I have a couple of wombats, and I have a blue-tongued lizard. Everything else, everyone else has been released already.
So whereabouts do you release them?
I usually release them back in the same area which they came from, and that's the ideal situation. Choosing release sites is very important because, we don't want to overpopulate the area, and we need to be aware of that, of, you know, keeping the balance of the ecosystem as much as we can. And also, we try to release them in the same area so their genetic pool is not changed dramatically. So I try to, you know, when people bring the animals to my shelter, I get their contact details and I ask them if they would be interested in taking that animal back to where they found the animal. And most of people are actually very open and they are, you know, interested in the animal and they keep ringing and finding out how the animal is going. And when the animal is ready, I contact those people and I release them back. The way in which I release my possums, in particular, they go with their own wooden nests. I never allowed my animals to go, you know, by themselves. They go into their own nests, which they are familiar with, because at least it gives them a place they know. They are already in a disadvantage compared with the animals which have been raised by their own moms. So we have to try as much as we can to increase the chances of their survival. So I bring extra food for the first week. I release them in their own nest boxes. I don't. My husband is actually the one who climbs the trees and nails the box into the tree and things like that.
Can you talk about the fact that you're the mum and so they just stay around you?
Yes. Well, when an orphan comes into care, at the beginning, most of the times they are really sad. They miss their mom and they cry. You know, it brings tears to my eyes to see the suffering when they lose their mom. Like any of us, when we lose our mom when we are little ones, the whole world disappears for them. So when they come into care, the first days are really hard. But with time, they start to accept me as their mom. And that's fantastic. Because when that happens, they relax, their immune system starts to work. And with time, I am their mom. So if I have, you know, kangaroos or wallabies or wombats, and I take them for walks in the garden, they follow me all the time, which is so cute. They are absolutely beautiful, those creatures. And then when they grow up a little bit more, and they become teenagers, like all teenagers, they start to deattach. And that's a process, very important process for both of us, you know. When they start to become more independent and they start to socialize with their own kind, and then when they are ready to go and to be released back into the wild, they should be completely dehumanized. Mm. Because we don't want them to be dependent on humans. We don't know what kind of humans they are going to encounter in the future. So we need to not just give them the food, the care that they need, but also in the rehabilitation process, we need to make sure that they are dehumanized at the end of their process and they are ready to survive out there without us. The first thing we need to understand is the animals that come into care, they are not pets. They are not ours. You know, we love them. And that's why we sacrifice our lives for them. We don't have holidays. We pay for everything. It's, you know, they we devote our lives to them and we love them, because otherwise you couldn't sacrifice everything for them. But this is a very selfless love, because you are doing everything for them, but you know from the very beginning that you have to let them go. So, you know, when you release them back, that's the end of your contribution in their lives. And you really hope that they actually forget about you and they can, you know, become wild and be able to survive and have families and be happy out there. So from the moment of the release onwards, is just praying for them. You know, I hope they are okay, and you miss them and you hope they are fine, but they are not yours. Mm. So it is a very special kind of love, because you know that you are giving everything without expecting anything in return. However, they are so grateful, you know. When you have them, it is amazing the amount of love they can give you. They are so affectionate and so intelligent. Every animal teach you a lesson. And in some ways, I think if we were more like them, if we had their kindness, it would be a different world. And if people had the opportunity to live with them, as I had been blessed to, you know, to live with them, we would realize that there is not a difference between them and us. We are exactly the same.
In truly living her belief that all life is interconnected, Adriana is a devoted vegan. She carries this loving ideal into how she cares for the sanctuary animals, even those who are not known to be vegetarian.
And all the animals that come in here are vegetarian, I understand.
Most of the animals I look after, they are naturally vegetarian, like the kangaroos and the wombats and the possums. I never kill an animal. In this property, no animal is killed. And for example, if I need to feed my reptiles or my bats with insects, I actually go and search for insects which are already dead. Because I don't believe in killing one life to save another life. I don't think I have the right to make that decision. To me, all forms of life are equally valuable, despite, you know, they are in a different form. So to me, the fact that a creature is in a form of an insect doesn't mean that it's less valuable than another creature which is in a form of a kangaroo or any other, or a human.
Adriana also shares her time to speak publicly for environmental and animal concerns and holds the position of Education Officer for Wildlife Victoria.
I was just sharing one of the presentations I had in the last wildlife conference, the National Wildlife Conference. As Westerners, we, in our minds, have created this kind of boxes in which we include animals. We have a box for the wildlife. We have a box for the pets, which we love. We have a box for the pests, which we hate. We have a box for the farm animals, which we exploit, and so on. And the funny thing is, actually, animals could change from box to box, you know. So, an animal which is a pet here could be a farm animal somewhere else. And that's very comfortable for our way of thinking, to put animals in those boxes and treat them differently. But at the end of the day, that is just a creation from us. There is just one box, which is this planet. And we are all part of the same box. And, you know, all animals, we are one. They have the capability of feel the same, suffer the same, love the same. It's time to realize that we should consider all of us, all creatures that share, you know, this planet. We are all family. We are all one. So I think it is time for all of us to respect each other and love each other and help each other, regardless the body in which we are. is just some external, you know, like a dress. But inside, we come from the same source.
We are greatly touched that there are people like yourself, Ms. Adriana Simmons, who have a genuine, tender heart for all beings. Surely your noble endeavors have inspired many to preserve and protect our native animals and environment. It's been wonderful having you with us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. May the love in the eyes of the animals in your life warm your heart and inspire your soul.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.